I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Until now, Matt Ross has been doing very well as an actor. His current role is the tech CEO Gavin Belson on Silicon Valley, but he isn't what you'd call a household name. That should change after Captain Fantastic, which he wrote and directed. It's a terrifically accomplished and enjoyable film about a singular household. The story begins in the Pacific Northwest in a beautiful, tranquil forest where all the birdies are going tweet, tweet, tweet. Their chorus is interrupted by a family on the hunt, a philosopher survivalist named Ben Cash. He's played superbly by Viggo Mortensen, and the kids he is training in wilderness skills. Hunting isn't all Ben is teaching his six kids in an off-the-grid paradise that includes a cozy cabin, a teepee, and a treehouse. He trains them in martial arts, joins them in spontaneous musicales, oversees their academically rigorous homeschooling, and, here's the provocative part, indoctrinates them in his rigid countercultural values. Among the family's folkways are fluency in Esperanto, scorn for capitalism, and in a gleeful rejection of commercialized holidays, an annual observance of Noam Chomsky Day in honor of the celebrated linguist and left-wing icon. One of the story's great strengths is its humanity. Before and after everything else, it's about a loving family, struggling as families do, to reconcile individual yearnings and needs with larger obligations. Yet Captain Fantastic also recalls one aspect of American Sniper, which was tacitly political without being partisan. We're encouraged to pass whatever judgments we want on Ben's politics and his parenting without any prompts from the filmmaker. You can see the film as a sharp knock on modern life or a latter-day hippie fantasy with deft touches of parody and satire. But it's also a fascinating study of the family as cult, as Ben crossed the line from benign educator to malign cult leader. Matt Ross is as open-minded as his hero is doctrinaire, and a lot more playful because the plot's pivot point is an event that sends Ben and his kids out of the woods and back on the grid for a series of dramatic and, at least one case, hilarious confrontations with American life as it's lived in upscale suburbia. Captain Fantastic isn't flawless. The latter part sometimes veers into melodrama, and Ben learns and changes in ways I found abrupt and unconvincing. It's not to suggest he becomes a hedge fund manager or a venture capitalist. Ben is the family's rock, and Viggo Mortensen gives the story unshakable grounding. He's a star who doesn't act like a star, yet everyone in his orbit feels his power. He and this strong, adventurous film deserve each other. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW with more reviews.